You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
9:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Sumer Sports, he is Sam Brookhouse. What's going on, Sam?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. I mean, maybe you could explain these Baltimore Ravens to us because they are mind-blowing right now. They started off the year 1-5. Then they ran off 5 in a row. Then they lose to the teams like the Bengals who aren't very good. And be honest with you, I don't believe in the Steelers. And then they come right back and they shut the Bengals out. Will the real Baltimore Ravens please stand up, or have they been standing all along?
Yeah, it's been an interesting season. I think we've seen the same progression with this defense that we saw the year prior, where they struggled with some tough competition at the beginning of the year and were able to settle in the second half of the year, primarily behind the play of Kyle Hamilton. Right now, according to our Sumer scores, which grade every tenth of a second and compare it to basically every tenth of a second of a play going back to 2016 using artificial intelligence, we have found that he is playing at a true impact starter level, and he is bordering on an all-pro level as compared going back to 2016. He will probably still make the all-pro team. It's been a slight down year for safety play across the league. But using his superpowers, they've been able to craft a defense that has been able to get good play out of guys like Nate Wiggins, good play out of guys like Roquan Smith. And they've kind of dragged this team to relevancy as a result of the offense not playing super well. That's typically not what we've seen in past years, has been the offense dragging. That's what we've seen this year.
We sure have. And what about the improvement in Lamar? I mean, I've seen him in the last couple of weeks. He was out, and then he came back. Wasn't running. Looked like he was very hesitant to take off. Now, in the last game, he was clocked at 19-plus miles an hour. That matches his highest speed for the year. Do you think he's getting his form back?
I think so. You know, we have our highest Sumer score on him for week 14. Last week, he wasn't asked to do an absolute ton due to a very good game from the defense. However, you nailed it on the head. I think he's just been extremely injured this year. We have, using some of that technology, we put together a 40-yard dash expectation for every player in the NFL as a result of what we have seen on the field. And typically, Lamar has been a certified 4-5 guy, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. This year, when you're using that entire season sample, we have him kind of teetering on a 4-7 guy. We've seen that change in recent weeks. We'll see if he will continue to build on that. But the reality is we just haven't seen the athleticism that we've seen from Lamar in the past. I think that is a result of injury. I think he's ultra banged up, and that has really limited what the offense can do from a design run perspective. But I also think it kind of puts a undue burden on the offensive line, who themselves haven't been playing super well this year. And I think when you combine that offensive line, which has seen some regression from last year, along with Lamar not being the true Lamar that we know, I think that's the true reason why this offense has taken a step back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sam Brookhouse joins us from Sumer Sports. Sam, around the NFL, there's some major, major divisional clashes. Beginning tonight, Rams at Seahawks. Saturday night, you got Packers, Bears, and of course, on Sunday, there's a barn burner in the NFC South between 2-7 and 7 teams, the Bucs and the Panthers. Out of these three games, in your opinion, which one of them is must-see TV?
I think the Seahawks versus the Rams tonight is one of the most fascinating matchups. Now, it seems as if it's going to be marred by a weird collection of circumstances surrounding Puka Nacua getting involved in Twitch streaming, and all of a sudden his brother's getting arrested. I don't know about all that stuff, but just on paper, this is one of the most unique matchups that we've seen in recent years. The Rams have been absolutely nails at literally everything this year. Successful running the ball, explosive passing the ball, and very good on defense with a unique scheme that utilizes dime personnel, multiple safeties, to take advantage of other teams. The only team that's really been able to shut them down has been the Seahawks. The Seahawks utilize nickel personnel, a big nickel personnel with Nick Emenwori, the South Carolina product, and they're just going to stare the Rams in the face. The Rams love to run 13 personnel with three tight ends on the field. They're going to stare them in the face and say, hey, guess what? We're still trotting nickel out there. Good luck.
Yeah.
That resulted in one of the worst games of Matthew Stafford's career early on in the season. But the problem was, on the flip side, Sam Darnold had one of the worst starts of his career. And that running game for the Seahawks is absolutely terrible, even though they run it a ton. I think there's two key stats to follow in this game. Number one, are the Seahawks getting pressure with four or three on Matthew Stafford? I think that would be a game changer and tilt the books in the Seahawks' favor. I think the Seahawks kind of have the deck themselves on offense. However, they're going to hurt themselves if they look at that dime defense, try to run into it over and over and over again. They haven't been able to do that all season. If that rush rate is really high on first and second down for the Seahawks, I just don't think they're going to be able to overcome their propensity to run despite their ineffectiveness at doing so.
From the 10,000-foot view, what is the biggest surprise in the NFL this year? Is it the fact the Chiefs are not going to the playoffs, the fact that the Patriots and the Bears are leading the divisions? Like, what do you see as the biggest, you know, jaw dropper this year?
I'm going to be honest. With all the discussion of an inability to develop quarterbacks, you look at that draft from 2 years ago and just pick off the list. You got Caleb Williams at the top, who has looked better in recent weeks. We were talking about Lamar's athleticism ticking down. Caleb Williams looks like one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the league right now. He has the fastest 40-yard prediction for us using his tracking data. And he looks like a completely different guy than he looked like last year. I'm really interested to see if he can develop middle-of-the-field throws at the end of the year, peak at the right time, particularly in this Packers matchup that won't have Micah Parsons chasing him down like a cheetah. That's going to make a big difference. Then you go to pick number two, Jaden Daniels. A little banged up this year, however, made the conference championship last year and won the Rookie of the Year, almost had, you know, consideration for the MVP. Then you go to Drake May, who's probably, in my view, going to be the MVP this year. One seed, immensely effective at both passing and running the ball. And then you keep going down the line. You got Bo Nix, who is leading a team. He doesn't look great. He's looking better in recent weeks. I think Sean Payton and quarterback coach Davis Webb have him in a really, really good spot for the playoffs. I still think he's the true weak link of that team. But I just named four guys who are leading winning teams, and this is despite everyone talking about, oh, who's the next Brady? Who's the next Breeze? Who's the next Mahomes? That draft class is that crew, and they're doing it quick. They're doing it early, and I think that's been the biggest surprise that we now have four guys, sans J.J. McCarthy, who looked better last week but has not looked very good in a Vikings uniform thus far, and Michael Penix, who has since been benched. That's a lot of guys who are really well. They kind of took the league by storm this year, and that's the major storyline in my view.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, who does Sumer Sports pick? Ravens this weekend? Are the Ravens going to win this weekend?
I think you look at what's going to happen. They kind of have to win. They don't really have a choice. I think it's win, and they're in. The Patriots this year are one of the best analytical teams, bar none. They have the highest – they have one of the highest point differentials. And I think when you really look at the tiers, the analytics lean slightly to the New England Patriots. Here's what a Ravens win is going to look like. It's going to look like they're taking a dominant standpoint on the offense running the ball. And I think Lamar Jackson has to be a part of that. So if you see Lamar Jackson involved in the running game, I think that spells well for the Ravens this week.
There he is, Sam Brookhouse, Sumer Sports. Sam, thanks a lot, my friend. Till the next time.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.